In a history-making decision, California voters have removed Governor Gray Davis from office and replaced him with actor-turned-politician Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mr. Schwarzenegger promises to bring the state together after a divisive recall election. In his victory speech, the Republican winner promised to work with California legislators to change the fiscal climate of the deficit-ridden state.
I've been speaking out about the need of bringing back fiscal responsibility to this state, bringing back the positive business atmosphere, bringing back businesses, bringing back jobs, and bringing back our education. And very important that we need to bring back the trust in the government itself.
Californians removed their state's chief executive, Democrat Gray Davis, just 11 months after re-electing him to a second term of office. Mr. Davis conceded the election to an audience of supporters still angry over the recall, which Mr. Davis had once called a Republican power grab.
My friends, in the next few weeks, we will have a new governor.
Went on to say he has a different message.
I am calling on everyone in this state to put the chaos and the division of the recall behind us and do what's right for this great state of California.
Exit polls show that most California voters made up their minds weeks ago. Angry with the state's poor economy and a massive budget problem, they voted in large numbers. Early results showed that voters approved of the governor's ouster by a substantial margin, and that a solid majority selected actor Arnold Schwarzenegger over his closest rival, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Mr. Bustamante remains the second highest officer in the state, and before the vote count was known, he promised to cooperate with whomever is governor, even Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger.
If he's willing to work to make sure that we're providing small businesses a break, that we're going to make sure that we're going to try to better our schools, I'll work with him.
Mr. Schwarzenegger will face pressures from both Democrats and his fellow Republicans. Democrats hold a majority in the state legislature and will be reluctant to cut spending on social programs. Conservative Republicans insist on no new taxes. State Senator Tom McClintock ran in the recall race as a fiscal conservative and says the win by a Republican was the first fight in a long battle.
Our new governor must now challenge and confront and defeat the spending lobby that is entrenched in the halls of the state capitol. He can only succeed with the united support of the people of California.
State officials will certify the election in several weeks after they verify the results. When they do, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be sworn in as California's new governor. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.